Good afternoon, Rabbi Sai. So, we continue with the wiles of the Yetzer Hara. And yesterday we began with the idea that the Yetzer Hara, always confusing us, makes us worry where we should be bold and confident. And he makes us overconfident where we should be worried and cautious. So therefore he says, when it comes to doing aveiros, serious sin, serious crimes, so the Eitzara tells us, nothing to worry about, you'll never get caught anyway, you can cheat, you can steal, do what you want, you can lie, no one's going to find out, no one will know, you can do all kinds of sins, no one's watching, you'll sneak into the place, sneak into the store, sneak into the house, wherever it is, don't worry about it. It looks like a dangerous neighbor is not so dangerous. That's the best place to go. No one will catch you over there. And certainly God will never punish you because he likes you. You're a nice guy. And you're different. And remember, you have diplomatic immunity. Stama. You have some kind of immunity. You go to yeshiva. God must like yeshiva bachur. They can do aveiros. All these prohibitions are only for regular Jews, not for yeshiva bachur. And he comes up with all kinds of things. So when it comes to sinning, the Yetzer Hara makes you confident, sure of yourself, no worries, no problems, there'll be no retribution, you'll never get caught. When it comes to doing mitzvahs, just the opposite. How can I do this mitzvah? I'm going to be so tired if I stay up a little late learning, I'll be tired if I get up early for davening, I'll be tired. But if you want to get up in the middle of the night, maybe say tikkun chatzos or something, he says, you get up in the night to daven probably to Hashem, no one's watching. Oh no, you'll be so tired. If you want to fast one day, extra fast, atone for our sins, if someone advises you, it's not a bad idea. Again, they say, oh no, you'll be so hungry. Now, of course, all these things you do have to be careful with. But, says the Chovas above, as many good things we do in our life, at great effort, the efforts we put in and the pain we might have suffered for the smaller sacrifices that we do, the pain is long gone. And the benefit remains with us for the rest of our life that we went the extra mile. So remember that it's the Yetzer Hara who is constantly confusing us and our value system. He is he's trading off the values in the wrong places. Then the Chavos Levavos goes on to another meditation, very interesting. And he says, it's a whole new area, and this is something that's really only appropriate, really appropriate for yeshiva bachurim, mostly. And he says something that, you know, the tachlis of a Jew is to study Torah and to be as great a Torah scholar as he possibly can. To be a big Talmud Chacham, the biggest you can. And Many Bachram that come to the yeshiva, certainly if they want to be here for an extended period of time, they get enamored of Torah, rightfully so, and they realize that nothing makes you great except for Torah. And our whole value system changes, and we're younger, we're told that there are other things that make you great, and wealth makes you great, and secular accomplishment makes us great. If I be a great professor, then I'm great. If I become a lawyer and I get to the Supreme Court, I'd be great. I'd be great. Well, what's the greatest thing? President of the United States of America. What's the greatest thing I can become? President Bush. If I get myself to be President of the United States of America, okay, Prime Minister of Canada if you want for you. He's in Toronto, he wants Prime Minister of Canada. Okay. So what's the greatest thing? He wants to be the Prime Minister of the State of Israel. So when we're young and foolish and not B'nai Torah, we have various values. Some people really think it's the greatest thing to be a baseball player and to get a $35 million a year contract from and to get your name all over in the ads and to be in the World Series and to be voted the MVP, most valuable player of the National League. Everybody's looking at it. Some guys want to become great lead guitarists in some kind of a rock band. That's success, to become a Beatle. So you become a bug or something, a beetle, a bug, an ant. So that's that you become a grateful and dead and a Led Zeppelin. This is Choshev. Yet you win a platinum record for a million records or something. That, what's chashivas to write Harry Potter? That wouldn't be bad. 150 million copies. Movies, gewaltig. Ah, my swarm would sell like Harry Potter. That would be gewaltig. My swarm would sell like Harry Potter. I'm really jealous. So what's tachlis is to write Harry Potter? I'm going to waste my time with these little Jewish books. So Harry Potter is the way to go. Right, we'll change the name to Chaim Potter, Herschel Potter, and like the Jewish version. So what's chashiv? So by a Ben Torah we know that really this is very hard to believe your whole life. The chashivas is only one thing. Chashivas is the what's the most chashiv entity in the universe? What's the most chashiv entity in the cosmos? The most chashiv entity is Hashem. So what can be more chashiv than to be as similar to Hashem as possible? And what can be more chashiv, more important than to be close to Hashem? And what can be more chashiv than to understand as best as the human mind can grasp the will of Hashem? So the greatest thing in the world is to have Torah, and more Torah, because Torah is God. And when we learn Torah, it's from the mouth of God. And as I'm speaking to you right now, it is not I who is speaking to you, it is Hashem Yisbarach, and I'm just a loudspeaker. What a schus I have, or any Rebbe has, or even you, when you're learning the Chavrusa, you have, that when we vocalize Torah, we are the mouthpiece of Hashem, as it says, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv dasu tuna. Because God gives wisdom from His mouth, His knowledge and understanding. What can be more chashuv? Nothing's more chashuv. But it's very hard to maintain that level of, that's the highest madrega of Amunah, to believe that Torah is the most important thing in the world. Because after a while, the youthful ambition subsides, it dies down. It's not as exciting as it was when we started. First come to yeshiva, you have this, wow, this huge shas to learn, Bavli, Yerushalmi, it's awesome, Shulchan Aruch, Medrash, and there's so much, it's endless, the Torah, and we're enamored, and we're mamishar, we're fascinated. And then, as the norm of life of human nature is that hergil nasa teva, that routine becomes just our regular nature, and routine and robotics takes over, and we start learning mechanically, and even we still maintain our respect for Torah, but you know, how much I've learned anyway. Look, I started late. I'll never be a huge Talmud Chacham anyway. I'm not going to be a Gaon. Look, I don't have the brains of Rabbi Shur, so it's a waste. I'm not Rabbi Shur, what's the tachlis? So I might as well just learn the English kitzer of Hilchus Shabbos, and get the minimum, a little kitzer Hilchus Kashrus from one of the self-help arts girl books, and I'll learn everything from a third or fourth source in English, really, really watered down just to give me the basics, and I'll learn a little, again, a chumash with English, and I'll just get the annotated Reader's Digest version of Rashi's abridged, the abridged Rashi, and I'll just do the minimum, you know, it's also a lot, the minimum. And, you know, I'll get, how much I have to know anyway? I'm going to spend my life doing other things. You know, I really, it's not Kedai. And as I'm learning, there's other things to learn in Torah also. I might as well learn some more. He says, the Chavis of Avos, I should learn some singing and some Jewish poetry and excel in digduk and tell other good stories. Storytelling is very important. It is very important. Very nice to tell stories. And I'm not going to bother with, certainly I'm not going to bother knowing all of Shas, and there's hard Gemaras that are so hard, and very hard, and I never understand them anyway, and I can't understand them Marshas, and Tosis is so difficult, so why bother? And believe me, you know, I'm telling you from experience, take it from me, that's how it works. It is so easy to lose our yearning to really be a real time. Not only wants to say the word Talmud Chacham, because that sounds like a title. You want the title. A person should want to know the whole Torah. That's what the goal of a Jew is. That's all I can tell you. The goal of every Torah Jew is to be a Torah Jew. And the more Torah we have inside ourselves, the bigger a Jew I am, and bigger a human being I am, the bigger creation of God I am, the more godly I am, the more awesome I am, and the more joy in life I have, and the more meaningful my life is, and the more full I am, and the more fulfilled I feel, and I don't have frustration, and I feel valuable, and I know I'm valuable. About the Yetzer Hara, therefore, there's nothing he fights against us more than to shrink our ambitions in Torah. And he's going to fight us tooth and nail on this one. This is an awesome Chavis Levavis. He's going to fight tooth and nail. This is it. This is the battle of the bulge. This is landing at normalcy. This is D-Day. We call it T-Day, Torah Day. Are you going to make that landing on the Torah shores and just storm across? I'm just going to do it anyway. Or are you going to be intimidated by the Yetzer? It says, come on, you're so stupid anyway. You're going to stand, it's so hard, Torah. And are you going to remember it? What are you going to learn? You're going to forget anyway. What's the task of learning? What's the task? You never understand in the first place. And when you finally understand something, you forget it tomorrow anyway. And it's so hard to do. And you're not cut out for this kind of stuff. You're not so smart. And you're not so scholarly. So leave it to the scholars and get out of here already. Will you please leave the yeshiva and go get a job and you'll give tzedakah. Get out of here. You're wasting your time. You're fooling yourself. You're living in denial. You know you're meshuggah. They're driving you crazy over this. It is a cult, actually. And they're driving you nuts. Come on, just get out of here and just make some money and get married. That's it. Get out. Now, granted, not everyone is cut out to sit and learn their whole life in the yeshiva. And not everyone's a Rosh Yeshiva. And not everyone can give a shir. And not everybody can learn. I mean, yeah, there really are limitations in a certain way. But there aren't. It's just how you look at it. So when I was a kid, I'll just leave you with this. When I was a kid in my little shul in Brooklyn, there were two gentlemen there. One's name was Shmuel Sam and Bob. Sam and Bob. Sam and Bob. And Sam and Bob were partners in a plastics business. And these guys didn't, neither went to yeshiva. Bob for sure didn't. And Bob, he met a girl from a very religious family, and the girl like mamash saw that Bob was super decent, fine guy, and he was a soldier in World War II, and this girl, I don't know, she just must have fell in love with him. And I don't think he was from at all. I don't know exactly how they met. But the bottom line is that his wife, they decided she'd get married. Again, her family was not happy about this. She married him, and she made a real tzaddik out of him. So he never became a huge Talmud Chacham, but he had beautiful children. He was just nifted 2 years ago, my friend Bob, an old man, and he has wonderful children. His son was a big rabbi, and his wife's a tzaddikus to this day. It was a good shidduch. His partner, Sam, was a very bright guy, very smart. Anyway, they originally didn't know anything from learning, but somehow they got hooked up to Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzad Levracha, but they were in my shul, which was far away from Miller. I used to go to Shurim, and they knew so little. I'll never forget this. It was like, oh, this is, to me, mind-boggles me. They had such a yearning for Torah that on Shabbos afternoon, they decided they're going to learn Tanakh. And they started a little group in our shul called the Joshua Society. Because they started from the book of Joshua. And these guys, mamas, didn't know Hebrew command. They couldn't learn anything. But they were determined they're going to learn Tanakh. So I'll never, I remember this. I was maybe 10, 11 years old. And I went to yeshiva. I knew Hebrew. I knew Digduk. So when these gentlemen didn't understand, those days they didn't have anything translated in English yet. With Rashi, for sure not. So when they didn't understand something, and I was sitting and learning in shul, they would come over to me, 11-year-old kid, and say, maybe you could tell us what this means. What does this word mean in Hebrew? What does Rashi mean? That's how little they knew. But they didn't give up. And eventually, they moved out of the neighborhood, they moved to be closer to Rabbi Avigdor Miller and his shul, where he had a lot of people started late. But he was such a powerhouse. And they both became big tzaddikim and learners. But Sam was very bright. And Sam, on his own, he finished Shas. He got Shas. Well, he was a regular businessman in the plastic business. There was no rich man. He finished Shas at least once, I think twice. And he actually got smicha from Rabbi Avigdor Miller. He finished Shulchan Aruch also. I mean, wow. And again, so he started late. He didn't know very much. I'll tell you where they started from. And he wanted to, and he got smicha. He's still alive, I believe. I haven't seen him in many years. But Sam, I believe, is still alive. Bob passed away, too. I was Mishamayim. I happened to hear he's in the hospital. And I lost touch with him. I heard he's in the hospital. I was like to go over to him and see him a little bit before he died. Wonderful man. Anyway, so there's nothing that stands before Rasen. As it says, Chazal say, Ein Dover Oibet before Rasen. Nothing stands in the way of a real will and desire. But the Bali Musari had aimed over Ratsan, Elah Ratsan, except your own Ratsan. As the Devardika said, Devardika's yard site was actually, I think his yard site was yesterday, on Sunday. The Devardika, I'll tell you more about him, he basically, the Devardika, he used to say, Avada, every bachur in the yeshiva would like to learn Gan Shas in one night. Problem is, he always wants to sleep that night. Everybody wants to learn Shas. Make a poll over here. Who wants to learn Shas? Everybody wants to learn Shas. But we have a lot of other things on our agenda as well. We'd all like to be big tzaddikim, but I want to have fun and good life. I want to have my version of good life. So, nothing is impossible. Says the Chavos Levavos, the biggest trick and strategy of the Yetzirah, and I'm talking to myself, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me, big time, that the Yetzirah wants us to shrink our hasagas, our ambitions in Torah, what we could do, and he says, you can't do that much anyway, don't waste your time. Again, granted, not everyone's going to be the Vilna Gaon, and not everyone's going to be the Ar Sameach, and not everyone's going to be, the big Rosh Yeshivas. But we can certainly learn a lot more than we think, and we can retain a lot more, and there's different, this day there's so many different things for reviewing, and for remembering, and retaining. If a person really wants, today it's awesome what's available today. There's a program, there's a strategy for reviewing, and for remembering, and Daf Yomi, you can learn Daf Yomi and see one year after the other. You can learn Daf Yomi, you can review it, you can remember it. You can learn Mishnah Yomis every day, you can know Mishnah as well, Pat. If you want, you can do anything. Okay, Shas you can't do? Why? There's nobody in this room who couldn't learn all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Klar. The Sidrei Mishnah, that'd be awesome. If everyone here knew all Shisha, not just learn it once, but review it in your whole life. Rav Moshe Feinstein did, I think, 18 prakim a day. That's not a bad way to review it. I mean, it's Shayach. Everyone in this room could do that. You can probably all learn Gan Shas in your lifetime also, myself included. You can learn it, you know, and you can review it. You can do anything if you really wanted to. That's also, young guy, you can surely do it. You can do it. No matter what business you're in, no matter what you want, if you make your mind, you're going to do it. She says, you can do a lot of things. The main thing is, says the Chavos Levavos, the Yetzirah's main attack is to shrink our Hasagas and Torah. We'll continue it tomorrow. But what's happening tomorrow? There's a trip. What's with tomorrow? Everyone's going on a trip? No class? I see a sign for a trip.
It's optional.
It's optional. They're trying to shrink your Hasagas and Torah here? What is it trying to do? Yeah. This is a shmav? What is this?